With the Old Breed, Disc 6.
During mid-afternoon, as we waited for the Army infantry, we sat numbly looking at nothing, with the bulkhead stare, the shock, horror, fear, and fatigue of 15 days of combat were wearing us down physically and emotionally. I could see it in the dirty bearded faces of my remaining comrades. They had a hollowed-eyed, vacant look, peculiar to men under extreme stress for days and nights on end. Short but rough, 3 days, maybe four, the division CG had said before Peleliu. Now we had been at it 15 terrible days, with no end in sight. I felt myself choking up. I slowly turned my back to the men facing me as I sat on my helmet and put my face in my hands to try to shut out reality. I began sobbing. The harder I tried to stop, the worse it got. My body shuddered and shook. Tears flowed out of my scratchy eyes. I was sickened and revolted to see healthy young men get hurt and killed day after day. I felt I couldn't take any more. I was so terribly tired and so emotionally wrung out from being afraid for days on end that I seemed to have no reserve strength left. The dead were safe. Those who had gotten a million-dollar wound were lucky. None of us left had any idea that we were just midway through what was to be a month-long ordeal for the 5th Marines and the 7th Marines. I felt a hand on my shoulder and looked up at the tired, bloodshot eyes of Duke, our lieutenant. "What's the matter, Sledgehammer?" he asked in a sympathetic voice. After I told him how I felt, he said, "I know what you mean. I feel the same way. But take it easy. We've got to keep going. It'll be over soon, and we'll be back on Pavuvu." His understanding gave me the strength I needed, enough strength to endure 15 more terrible days and nights. When long files of soldiers accompanied by Amtraks loaded with barbed wire and other supplies came by, we received orders to move out. We were glad to see those army men. As we shouldered our weapons and loads, a buddy said to me, "Sure wish we could dig in behind barbed wire at night. Makes a fella feel more secure." I agreed as we walked wearily toward the beach. After crossing back to northern Peleliu on 29 September, 3-5 bivouacked east of Umarbrogel Mountain, in the Ungardalolok area. We were familiar with this area from the first week of the campaign. It was fairly quiet and had been the bivouac area of the shattered 1st Marines for about a week after they came off the line and awaited ships to take them to Pavuvu. We were able to rest, but we were uneasy. As usual, we asked about the fate of friends and other units, more often than not with depressing results. Rumor had the 5th Marines slated to join the 7th Marines, already fighting on those dreaded coral ridges that had been the near destruction of the 1st Marines. The men tried not to think about it as they sat around in the muggy shade, brewed hot coffee in their canteen cups, and swapped souvenirs and small talk. From the north came the constant rattle of machine guns, and the rumble of shells.